Hi, I'm Chris Hall from Intigen. In this session, we're going to talk about using jQuery in the OData endpoint in Dynamics CRM 2011. So why might we care about this stuff? Well, you're increasingly going to see client-side code as a key, if not the key, extensibility point for your CRM applications. Works really well with CRM Online. It can be packaged up and deployed in solution packages. And the combination of jQuery, JavaScript, OData is one option, and Silverlight is the other, is going to be a very popular approach to building out additional functionality in your ISV solutions on top of CRM. So JScript plus HTML is one of those key extension approaches. It allows us to build rich HTML-based UIs, and we then include those as web resources, and we can then embed those web resources onto our CRM entity forms. jQuery plus OData basically allows us to make JScript plus HTML even better. It provides us with an additional set of rich tools that we can use for building really great-looking HTML user interfaces and querying back up to the Dynamics CRM server and consuming CRM data easily from JScript. So what is jQuery? So jQuery is an open-source JavaScript library, very popular open-source JavaScript library, and it's actually included now in Visual Studio 2010, and it's included under the MIT license. That's a really nice liberal license for distribution later on in your solution packages. It's very, very commonly used, so it's pretty easy to find people with the capability to work with jQuery out in the marketplace. It has a really broad range of functionality. In particular, it has a very rich AJAX client, and AJAX stands for asynchronous JavaScript and XML, right? And AJAX is the mechanism through which we can make asynchronous calls back up to the web services, the CRM web services, and we'll have a look at a demo of that shortly. It has rich methods for DOM traversal, it has rich methods for CSS manipulation, and there's a whole bunch of other stuff. And again, the expectation is that you'll probably have people who've done some jQuery work before. So let's jump in and have a look at a demo where we're just going to do a really basic jQuery web resource. It's really just a simple animation done in jQuery, but it shows you how we can use jQuery easily through the web resources mechanism. So if I jump into my CRM server, here is my very, very simple HTML web page that's using jQuery. So you'll see I'm including a script, and I'm actually going to upload that script shortly as a web resource. And that script is actually going to be the jQuery 1.4.1 minified version. We can tell it's the minified version because it's utterly illegible. And folks, the reason you want to use the minified version is because it's basically optimized for the smallest possible amount of code to be downloaded to the browser. So let's start by taking this minified version of JavaScript and uploading it as a web resource into our CRM system. So we're going to jump in and customize our system, and we're just working in the default solution here. Jump into web resources, and we're going to create a new web resource. Now we want that new web resource to be named in such a way that we're going to be able to consume it from that HTML page later. So it wants to be new underscore contoso underscore jQuery 1.4. The new's already there for us. We'll add in the rest. And we'll call it jQuery 1.4. It's of type JScript. And we're going to upload that file. And I've actually got that file just sitting on my desktop. So I'm going to upload that file, and you'll see I now have that file sitting over here in my CRM server. So it's there as a web resource. I can, if I want to, consume that web resource. Right, and you'll see I'm then going to get that web resource pulled back down off the server. Next, I'm going to upload that HTML page. So that HTML page is going to go up as a web resource as well. And I'm just going to call it new underscore simple JQ. It's going up as an HTML page. And I'm going to save that. Now, a hot tip for you. When you're working with jQuery and script-intensive web resources, HTML web resources, be a little careful using the built-in text editor, as I've found that it sometimes strips out certain script elements. So again, you're best to edit it outside of CRM, ideally in something like Visual Studio, and then upload it as a file later. So we've now got that simple JQ file up there. And again, we should be able to browse to that. And there is our jQuery in action, so it's very simple. Right, so we now have an operational web resource up in CRM. Let's include that web resource into a form. And we're going to include it on the BMI measurements form. So we're going to go insert web resource, we're going to browse and look up our new underscore simple JQ web resource. Very important that we uncheck this restrict cross-site cross-frame scripting dialog checkbox, right? Because we do want to allow interaction between our HTML web resource and the CRM client-side object model. So we'll uncheck that. We won't bother with a label. We do need a name though. Save and close that. Publish all our customizations. And then let's go back to our workplace, open the BMI measurements form, and we should see our web resource sitting there inlined via an iframe in our form. And again, we can then interact with that. The jQuery executes client-side. So you can see that we can use the combination of web resources plus jQuery, some HTML, some JavaScript to start building out rich user interfaces, and indeed the hands-on lab for this module shows you how to build a very rich user interface using JavaScript and then deploy that as a web resource. So that's kind of interesting, but actually there's a whole lot more that we can do with jQuery, and the reason we can do a whole bunch more is we have support for a data protocol called OData natively out of Dynamics CRM 2011. And OData is a really simple web protocol for really doing RESTful create, read, update, delete, and query type operations against web services. There's broad adoption within Microsoft, so many, many Microsoft product groups have picked this up. So if you understand OData for consuming one set of services, you're going to be able to deal with OData consuming another set of services. And there's a whole lot more on OData itself in the introduction to OData module with Dave Yack. So there are a few tips for you when it comes to using the OData endpoint from jQuery. The first is that you need to make sure that you set the accept HTTP header when you send your query. The reason for this is you can't simply rely on the string format parameter to indicate to the server that you want a certain type of serialization back. And the serialization that we'll typically want back is a serialization called JSON, which stands for JavaScript Object Notation. All right, so we want to use that accept header to indicate we want JSON back. You're only ever going to get 50 records back at a time, so if you need more than 50 records to work with on the client, you're actually going to need to go through and paginate through those. And you'll need to see the SDK to see exactly how the CRM data types map down into the OData data types. One of the really neat things with OData is that we can actually navigate across relationships. Right? So we can navigate across the one-to-many, the many-many-to relationships that we actually get in our CRM application. So the easiest way to have a look at this is to look at a really simple example. And again, this is a very pared back piece of code that's based loosely on the stuff that you'll be able to go through yourself in the hands-on lab for this module. So let's jump back into the CRM VM. And what we're going to do is we're going to extend the HTML web resource that we saw earlier in the module, and we're going to allow that to basically call out to the OData service, get a list of rooms, the rooms in our fitness center, and we're just going to display the name of the first room. All right. So what we've done is we've included a new web resource. It's going to be new_JQAlert, and we'll have a look at that shortly. And we've also included the default client global context.js.aspx web resource. And that includes all the JavaScript that we need to be able to get the client context and interact with the CRM client-side object model. Back down in our code, we're going to call getOdataAlert, and getOdataAlert is included in this web resource. So what's that web resource going to look like? It's very, very simple. Right, so the first thing we do is we're going to grab that global context so that we can work with the CRM client object model. We're going to set up what our server URL looks like. Right? And we're doing that by using things like the context to get our organization name so that we know that we're going to the Contoso 5 organization. We're then using jQuery, and we're using the AJAX feature of jQuery to send a AJAX request up to the server. We're doing a get, and we're getting the WAC Contoso underscore room set OData path. Right? So that's a RESTful query at that path. It's going to return us a set of the Contoso underscore room entities. You'll note, as I said in those tips, that we had to set the accept header to ensure we got JSON back. We then specify the callback function, because remember, AJAX, asynchronous JavaScript and XML, right? So asynchronous, we need to have a callback function, and here's that callback function. Right? So when it returns, we're going to get the list of returned rooms, the set of returned rooms. If our length is greater than zero, we're going to go through, grab the first one, the one at index zero, and throw an alert box. So very simple, but that is really all there is to consuming the CRM web services from JavaScript. So let's actually take these and now upload them to form our application. So we'll head over to customization. And we'll start by uploading our odatacall.js. And we need to upload that as new_JQAlert. Again, it's JavaScript. And I've got it tucked down here on my desktop. And then we'll upload the revised version of that HTML web resource I used for the previous demo. All right, so the revised version references another couple of script files and makes that call out to get OData alert. We'll publish all our customizations. And then head back and reopen that BMI form. Now, the thing I want you to note here is when I invoke my JavaScript in the HTML page by clicking, you'll see that things happen asynchronously. So you'll see that animation occur before you see the alert come back. So it's important to remember that all of these calls up to the server happen asynchronously, and you'll need to get your head around what that asynchronous approach means for the way you write your apps. So again, you see the animation, and there we see our alert dialog coming back to indicate to us that the first room in that room set that we retrieve from the OData endpoint is the cardio zone. And again, if you want to see a detailed run through of how you can implement this yourself, you should have a look at the hands-on lab for jQuery plus OData that's included with this module.